This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The United Nations is hosting a high-level donors conference to drum up emergency funds for Afghanistan. There are concerns that instability and upended humanitarian efforts, compounded by an ongoing drought, could endanger lives and plunge the country toward famine, especially after the Taliban takeover of the country. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was leading the appeal by the world body on Monday to collect more than $600 million for the rest of the year. It's a flash appeal for Afghans after their country's government was toppled last month. The Taliban seized power on August 15th, the day they overran Kabul after capturing outlying provinces in a rapid military takeover. North Korea says it has successfully tested newly developed long-range cruise missiles. The tests happening over the weekend underscore how the country continues to expand its military capabilities amid a stalemate in nuclear negotiations with the United States. The state-run Korean Central News Agency reported the tests Monday. The North hailed its new missiles as a strategic weapon of great significance. That wording implies they were developed with the intent to arm them with nuclear warheads. Israeli aircraft have struck targets in the Gaza Strip. This comes in response to a series of rocket launches out of the Hamas-ruled territory. It's the third consecutive night of fighting between the enemies. Tensions increase after last week's escape of six Palestinian inmates from an Israeli prison, as well as struggling efforts by Egypt to broker a long-term ceasefire. Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is to visit Egypt for talks with the Egyptian president. This is VOA News. Pope Francis called for Europe to show solidarity around the world during economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. He spoke on a visit to Slovakia, one of the worst-hit countries in Europe. The 84-year-old Argentine pontiff called the pandemic the greatest test of our own time. Speaking from the capital, Bratislava, this was his first foreign trip since a colon operation in July. Slovakia had the highest per capita COVID-19 contagion and mortality rates in the European Union. The Pope is due to meet with the members of Slovakia's Jewish community later on Monday. New Zealand's Prime Minister announced Monday that the country's largest city will remain in a strict lockdown. This is to curb small outbreaks of the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said it's clear there is no widespread transmission of the virus in Auckland. However, there are still risks with new cases emerging. Auckland's lockdown has been extended to September 21st. 33 new cases were recorded Monday, following weekend reports of 23 and 20 cases. Israel has a warning to Israeli travelers who went to the Ukrainian city of Uman for Rosh Hashanah celebrations. The government is saying if you re-entered Israel with fake negative COVID test results, you will face full criminal charges. Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported that by Friday, 17,000 of the travelers had returned home and 1,600 had tested positive for COVID-19. Firefighting crews in southern Spain are looking at the sky for much-needed rainfall after 5 days fighting a major wildfire. The fire has ravaged nearly 8,000 hectares and displaced some 2,600 people from their homes. Authorities are describing the blaze in a mountain range in the Malacca province as a sixth-generation fire of the extreme kind brought by the shifting climate on the planet. That is paired in Spain with an increasing dynamic of rural areas losing population. Tropical storm Nicholas is strengthening as it travels up the western Gulf Coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in the U.S. city of Miami say coastal areas of Mexico, the state of Texas, and Louisiana could see heavy rain and flooding. Nicholas has top winds around 60 miles per hour. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for coastal Texas. Nicholas is expected to produce total rainfall of up to 10 inches across portions of coastal Texas. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.